sinking down into the ground, the breath moving in and the breath moving out. I'm really becoming aware of the journey of the breath, where it moves to in the body as it flows in and as it flows out. And also inquiring into the possibility of letting go of any doing of the breath. So what can you undo? What can you undo so that the breath can flow more freely without any interruption? Without any obstruction from you or any involvement. And then start to really notice how the blankets and the bolsters and the ground provide support and holding for the body. How the head and neck are supported and held by the soft blankets. How the back of the body has that nice softness to support you, allowing the body to sink back and let go. How the floor beneath all the blankets and the softness, and how the earth beneath is strong and solid and supportive and can hold you as you rest on the earth. Whole body held and supported from the head down to the feet. And noticing any sounds that are around you, and just know that all of these sounds are welcome. All sounds are welcome, and all of these sounds are just making up your soundscape. They're there. And they're just your background noise, your soundscape, as you stay connected to the inner felt sense of the body, to this sense of being held by the earth, by your breath, by the supportive props. And then start to bring your attention to around the breastbone in your mind's eye, and maybe travel down from breastbone to sternum, and maybe into visualizing in your mind's eye that kind of front spinal area. And there's some tissue that connects from there, and it runs from there and travels around the heart, around the back of the heart, comes around the front of the heart, and then connects back in to the spine, the front spine. And it holds the heart in place. This mediastinum tissue, like this big inner web, travels around the back of the heart, around the front, and hold that heart in place, that heart that's beating and alive and vibrant in our bodies. So we've got this wonderful mediastinum tissue in the inner body holding that heart in place. So just take a moment to feel a sense of that. And maybe also cultivating a little sense of gratitude for the job that that tissue is doing, holding that heart in place. And you can maybe visualize that tissue. It's very strong, but also soft, a bit like seaweed. And it's quite fluid and buoyant, so it moves. As the heart moves, ripples, it's buoyant. So really sensing into the heart and into this tissue. Holding the heart in place, supporting the heart. And then maybe we could imagine this tissue traveling up like little kind of seaweed fingers, up through the body, up through the shoulder, up into the throat, inviting the throat to open up and widen. Maybe imagining the tissue traveling up into the head, into the jaw. So that maybe the throat can feel supported and the thyroid can feel supported. And can soften and open and release. And the whole of the neck. And then we can travel back down to the heart. Coming back to that image, maybe seeing it as a 3D image, like we're looking down inside the body, and we can see this heart suspended and held by the soft tissue, strong but soft tissue, mediastinum tissue, heart beating and alive. And then we can travel down perhaps from the heart, like little fingers, seaweed fingers traveling down through the torso. Maybe all the way into the right side body as well, down into the belly, down through the legs and through the feet, bringing movement and warmth. Feeling that the pelvis and the pelvic bowl is supported by this tissue and can soften and open and release. And sensing into the organs inside the body, the ascending and descending colon, all of those organs as well are held by tissue in the body, supporting and holding us. Having a sense of that right now inside the body. And then once more bringing your awareness back into that heart space, that mediastinum tissue, that heart being held as you're being held by the ground right now. And really start to see if you can tune in to the beat of the heart, the breath in the heart, the rhythm of the heart. And for a moment, just feeling how this connection to our own heart also connects us to everybody else on the planet. We've all got the same heart being held by mediastinum tissue. It might have different genes, but essentially the makeup of the heart is the same. So taking a moment to connect to your own heart, and as you do that, knowing how that connection to your heart connects us to everybody else on the planet. And then if it feels right for you today, just see if you can expand into that awareness of the heart and other people in your life. And if that doesn't feel good today, then just stay close to home, just stay with yourself, bring in love, compassion to yourself and knowing that this heart of yours is supported. But if it feels right, you can start to open up the heart and think about other people in your life, maybe a pet that you love, or a partner, or a friend, or a place that you love. So widening your sphere of expansion in the heart to people close to you or anything that you love. And if that doesn't feel good, stay close to you. And if that feels good and you want to go with that further and you want to expand out through the heart more, you can maybe think about other people in your community, people that pour coffee for you, people that you go to meetings with or meetups. And maybe you can expand into that heart space and expand that love and compassion and that holding out to them as well. And maybe you can then go further and think about other people out in the world. Maybe all these people that have been involved in all the floods in the British Virgin Isles and everywhere else in the world, anyone else that's suffering, holding them in your heart perhaps, or staying close to you. And going out wider and wider with your awareness, as wide as feels comfortable for you. Knowing that your heart is held, that you are held, and that your love is free to expand and open out into the world within this safety of the holding that already exists. And also, as you connect into this heart place, know that this is the one place where we can feel happiness and sadness all at once. There's no duality here. This is the place where we can experience very opposite emotions all at the same time without judgment. So very slowly start to just rest in that for a moment. And then draw your awareness back in, staying in that heart space. Knowing that the heart is held, knowing that you are held by the ground. And just slowly, slowly start to draw back in to your own centre, to your own heart. Sending love, compassion and generosity to yourself. And giving a little bit of thanks to yourself for giving yourself the opportunity to come and practice today and spend some time with you. And then just start to once again come back to the breath and the ground, sensing the connection points that the body has to the earth. Coming back inside the whole of the body on the ground now, feeling the whole of the body from the inside out, bringing awareness inside the skin of your body from the feet up to the head, knowing that the breath now is your bridge to a more everyday level of consciousness, that in-breath bringing you back to the here and now, to the room. And slowly, slowly, just bringing the awareness to the physical body. You could maybe let go of the hands from the little hand nests, if you've got them in hand nests, and just bring hands onto body so you can connect to the physical body. Lovely, and just taking a few moments of stillness and breath there. Feeling the breath in the body, noticing how you feel after the meditation practice. And slowly, slowly starting to think about moving and waking up the body, but very slowly when you feel ready. Taking your time.